And let's go right back to the phones. You can give me a call, 314-454-0400, toll free 1-877-920-WGNU. It's 1033 in the Gateway City. And Michael, you got an answer to my trivia question. What is Lucy's maiden name in the I Love Lucy show?
The maiden name is McGillicuddy.
That is correct. Lucille McGillicuddy. Excellent. You are an I Love Lucy fan, I take it.
From way back.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. What was your favorite episode?
I think the one I liked probably best was the one where they were in the candy factory and her and Ethel were basically trying to keep the conveyor belt going. That was absolutely hilarious.
When I searched the internet and found I Love Lucy sites today, because it was her birthday and I was checking on all sorts of trivia and stuff, basically that was voted the number one show by most of the fans. The Chocolate Factory episode.
Actually,
they gave the name of that Chocolate Factory, but I do not recall it now. Do you remember what the name of the Chocolate Factory was?
Oh, now that I can't pull up. That one's a little blank in the memory bank.
It's actually out there, but heck if I remember what it was. The episode itself is just called The Chocolate Factory, I believe.
Yeah, that's something.
Show ran from 51 to 61, but they actually stopped making new episodes back in 57. And here is the plot. I thought this was hilarious, so I'll read this to you. This was the plot for the pilot episode, which aired March 2nd, 1951. It didn't actually become a regular show, weekly show, until later the year in September. But the storyline is, Ricky tries to keep Lucy away while he does a TV audition, but when a clown has an accident and can't make it, Lucy shows up in his place. That's I Love Lucy, all right. Not only was that the pilot, but they actually remade that pilot episode in episode 6 of the first year. I couldn't believe that. So they made that episode twice in the same year. That thing was in reruns in its first year, for crying out loud.
Oh, wow.
Too good.
Longevity on that show was unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. No, it was fun. I enjoyed it, too. So, hey,
okay.
Thank you much for the call.
All righty. Take care.
Thank you. And maybe we can try another trivia question. Since this is the anniversary of the bombing at Hiroshima, can somebody out there tell me the name of the plane that dropped the bomb, the atom bomb, on Hiroshima, August 6, 1945? That would be an interesting trivia question. Oh! My engineer knows that one, so there we go. He is one for two, not bad. And Arthur.
Yeah, Enola Gay.
Hello. Arthur. What's on your mind? You still there? Have we got you? Arthur.
Yes, I'm there.
Yeah, sorry. Okay, good. You're still there. Excellent. Had a little trouble with the phones here.
The name of the plane was Enola Gay.
Very good. Excellent, excellent. There you go.
I was co-pilot.
You were the co-pilot. Well, who was the pilot?
I forgot it.
Yeah, that's what I thought, yeah.
Well, he got lost, and I had a guy in the man.
Yeah, okay. Did you know the plane, the pilot's name was Tibbetts, and the plane was named after his mom.
That's what I understand.
Yeah, so.
I agree with you in your statement about the stupid World War One. They didn't know what it was, and it didn't solve anything. It just threw the advance promotion for World War Two.
They were just itching to kill each other, so they did.
And I think it'd be stupid to get in war with Iraq. We did it once, and we blundered. I don't think we should get in it again, in my opinion. I go with George Washington. He said, avoid foreign entanglement.